Bookstores are stocked with salutes to the World War II generation, the men and women who survived the Depression and fought communism. Commentator Bob Sloan offers his own tribute from a quiet corner of Appalachia.
A while back, I heard a man speak just a few words in a near whisper, but he conveyed just how awful the Great Depression of the 30s was. It happened as 8 or 10 of us, open beer cans in hand, were congratulating one another on ending another work week. Talk turned somehow to exotic game, and for a time we discussed the odd things people will or will not eat, things we ourselves had or had not consumed. Rattlesnake and groundhog, raccoon and snapping turtle, crawfish, and I don't know what all were talked about at length. Then somebody mentioned possum. We all agreed possum was a whole different deal. One youngster in his 20s got flat worked up on the subject. "I'd never put a piece of possum in my mouth," he insisted, "not for no amount of money. Do you know what them things eat? Anything dead is what, and I mean anything." The kid talked on and on about how he would never, ever eat possum. Not even the one somebody said their granddad raised from a baby on the same slops the hogs got. Well, one old timer in his 70s had been listening to the rest of us, not saying much, though he laughed at our jokes. He waited till the kid hushed, and then said, "Son, let me tell you something. If you were hungry enough, you'd eat a possum and be happy to have it." Something in that man's dignified voice made it clear he'd weathered monstrous hard times, but wasn't going to waste breath complaining about them. And somewhere or other, some time or other, he'd been awfully thankful to have a chunk of possum to chew on. I wish I knew his name, but I don't. I don't even recall ever seeing him again. But he gave me a couple of things to think about whether or not my generation, or my son's, could survive what that old man endured. And if we did survive, would we still be able to laugh like he did? And I think about how naturally eloquent the Great Depression generation can be, folks who went through unbelievably hard times without flinching or complaining, without breaking. We ought to listen to them more.
The comments of writer Bob Sloan, heard here thanks to member station WMKY in Moorhead, Kentucky.